Good morning. Oh my gosh. It's 6 degrees out here, or negative 14 Celsius. Much bigger chunks of ice. I'm gonna use a tool to do that next time. Just getting in. Just going to do it. Oh, ice on the bottom. Oh, it's frozen on the bottom.
Oh, because it's sitting on the ground, I guess.
Wow. Hello. Good morning. I knew it was going to be a colder morning this morning, so I did some research on, like, how cold can it be outside. You know, it's not, you don't have to worry about hypothermia or anything. Just for a few minutes, but being wet and getting out is the key, not to stay outside in these cold conditions. So again, negative 14 degrees Celsius, 6 degrees Fahrenheit. I've got buildup of ice on the bottom of this. There's actually like 6 inches on the sides, on the bottom of the, and then of course the top layer of ice. So new experience, this morning, and, working with, the ideas of, just letting it be what it is and not anticipating that it's going to feel a certain way, and just coming to the senses, feeling the tingling, noticing that there's still a core of hot air, heat in my body, all over the place, noticing the breath, and just moving away from deciding it's going to be a certain way. You know, it's really interesting. Language is so critically important, and how we talk about things or think about things. So the idea of saying I am cold, well, I'm not completely cold. What is it actually that's happening? And it's so slight, it can seem trite, but it's not trite at all. So what's happening is that there is a sensation of tingling across the skin. I'm noticing my hands and my toes, fingers and toes, are in that place of just need to really watch them, because I want to make sure I don't lose sensation and feeling in them. So continuing to be aware of that, and then just welcoming sound, smell, sensation, taste in the mouth, just coming to the senses. Coming to the senses is a way that we can move out of anxious thoughts, ruminations, because when we feel something in our bodies and feel it, not thinking about feeling, but actually feeling it, moves us away from thinking. You can't feel something and think about it at the same time. Our thinking minds are incredibly important. They guide us, they give us lots of wisdom, and they can run away. And so we want to be we want them to serve us rather than be our masters. So I can tell it's time to move out of this bath of ice. Very much bath of ice. Here's the, intense this morning. Okay, have to be careful about sticking to things. When it's this cold, everything wants to do it. Anything that's wet wants to stick to your surface. All right, have a wonderful day. Cheers.